Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello Europe, hello music people. Welcome to the 48th edition of INRE, Indie Radio Exchange, a project which connects independent radios from Slovenia, Hungary, Austria, Croatia, Germany, Ireland, France, and us, Spain.
You're listening to a show broadcasted from the studios of Onda Local de Andalucía, an association of more than 90 local and community radios in the always sunny southernmost region of our continent.
This is Sonia Morales.
And this is Rafa Sanchez, your host in this radio show.
And together with Nuria González, Magic Fingers, our sound technician,
we will make you travel around the Spanish alternative and underground scene throughout this hour. It's an absolute pleasure to take up in this amazing adventure.
As in the low-budget but acclaimed film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, you will be absorbed into several music styles from the Spanish alternative music scene, from urban to rock to electronic or even a fusion of styles in our particular music verse.
If you want to know more, keep your ears open. The music testing has already started. Here we go. This music journey begins with Aisia Main, a young artist located in Huelva in the south of Spain, but from Japanese origins. Her style is known as urban intergalactic pop.
Si quieres intentar decirme quién debería ser, yo creo que dice más de ti que de mí.
I don't give a fuck and I'll do it on my own. I don't give a fuck, catch me chillin' on my throne. Baby, I'm a boss, but you just a little hoe. Yeah, I'm head to the top, that's in case you didn't know. Yo, what up, que lo que, acércate un poco más. Used to think the love of my life was a rest and the cash. But shawty, I think I just let the cat out the bag. Porque dentro de mi mente, tú también estás. Run it up, count it up, not enough, yeah. Turn it up, fuck it up, why you upset? Run it up, count it up, not enough, yeah. Not enough, yeah. Shawty, dime que lo que. You ain't nothing like the mother dudes. Tell me, him and that. Todos putos. Y shawty, dime que lo que. You ain't nothing like the mother dudes. Tell me, him and that. Can't replace me. Tutón se la vi. He's saying, please don't leave. Que lo rompo en mil. A blessing from the sky released. Elegí, darling, if you fucked it up, then you just a clown of me. Watch your mouth bow down to the queen. My body is a temple. Got you praying on your knees. Hotter than Sevilla, like it's 300 degrees. Que dice chiquilla, bitch, you're just a clown on me.
Je ne sais pas parler français. Pour être honnête, je ne sais pas pourquoi j'ai
écrit
cette partie. Désolé pour mon
accent. Shawty, dime que lo que. You ain't nothing like the mother dudes. Tell me him and that. Y shawty, dime que lo que. You ain't nothing like the mother dudes. Tell me him and that.
Todos putos.
Todos putos. Yeah, yeah. Todos putos.
Icia Main has a lot of singles and two extended long plays called Icy and The Formula. You have just listened to her last song, Todos Putos, a collaboration with Kalen Sensei, an all-rounder artist whose music mixes trap, Latin sounds, funk, or flamenco.
Icia Main is a clear example of multiculturalism, from her Arayuco aesthetics to her Andalusian accent and even her way of understanding trap and pop music. She creates the perfect place where East and West can merge.
And now, from the urban sounds of Icia Main to the dance floor by the hand of Antonio Cabezas, the artist known as ATK Epop. He's not only a musician and a producer, but also a digital artist.
Apart from his solo music project, ATK Epop, this prolific artist is currently a member in two more bands, the Dance Electronic Replays and the Electropop Lemonfly, whose career started in the 90s.
You have just listened New Year by the artist ATK Epop, released on the 30th of December, a dance single with progressive and melodic vibes.
This prolific, multi-talented artist is currently under Flor de Nata Records, a record label from Barcelona promoting independent artists, incredible, from 1981.
Wow, 1981, a long time ago. The next song we are going to listen is his very last single called Winter, an elegant synth-pop theme released at the very beginning of this year. Both tracks, New Year and Winter, are the advance for his upcoming, not released yet, new album. At this stage, everybody knows that Indire is for those bold and restless artists who maintain their vision in this material world.
That is the case of Romero Martin, a music duo formed by Álvaro Romero, the singer, and Tony Martin, the producer.
Both Andalusians, the first one from Cádiz and the second one from Málaga. Friends, but from different musical backgrounds. Álvaro Romero comes from the strong flamenco roots, and Tony Martin is more related to the electronic scene. Once their paths intertwined, this musical experiment is born.
Romero Martin is more than electronic flamenco, a fusion genre that is stronger every day in Spain with lots of surfacing bands.
Ustedes no saben que es cargar con esta lepra. La gente guarda las distancias, la gente comprende y dice:
es mariquita, pero escribe bien. Es mariquita, pero es buen amigo. Super buena onda. Yo no soy buena onda. Yo acepto al mundo sin pedirle esa buena onda. No sabes que la hombría nunca la aprendí en los cuarteles.
We are listening to La Nana del Culo by Romero Martin. Our next group and our next invited person. Romero Martín is flamenco, is electronica, and we have here with us at the phone Álvaro Romero, the singer, artist, LGBTQ plus activist, and much more. Hello, Álvaro. Welcome to Indire.
Hello to everybody. Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here for speaking about my music.
And we are glad to having you. We are here in the cabin. It is Rafa Sánchez and Sonia Morales.
Hi, Álvaro.
Hello, hello.
And first of all, Álvaro, what would you like to say about your music style to the European listeners, to this song, for instance, that is airing now?
The style of our music can be said to be traditional flamenco with an electronic sound and influence of rave music and some group like Aphex Twin and it's like a mix with electronic music like with folk of our territory that is Andalusia and the south of Spain.
Mm-hmm. Álvaro, your debut album from 2020 was called Manifiesto. Why Manifiesto? What is Manifiesto?
Yes, Manifiesto refers to one of the tracks on the album with lyrics by a Chilean activist named Pedro Lemebel. Mm-hmm. From there, I borrowed the title, but above all, the album is called Manifest because of the need to manifest, to express who I am. In my life, there are three things that fascinate me. One is traditional flamenco, another is rave music, and another to go out with boys. I mean, falling in love with people of the same sex. I needed to share those three elements in my music and connect what I do in my day-to-day. Really, my music is very autobiographical, you know?
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about you, Álvaro. What are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm working on a new album that will come out very soon, with influence from Portuguese folk and flamenco music. And that is the name Jelly Jelly, in addition to another solo project that will be called Romero.
So we are now listening to Romero Martín, a duo of Álvaro Romero and Tony Martín. But Álvaro Romero is going solo, and he will be called Romero, just Romero, no?
Yes.
So very interesting. Now mixing with the Portuguese influence, Álvaro. Before letting you go, we would like to talk about your last single. Of course, thank you very much, because we wanted you to explain to the people what is Álvaro Romero, about flamenco, about music, electronic music, and about being openly gay. That is very interesting. And this interview is reaching the end, you know, but we have chosen your last single, Ojitos Negros, mm-hmm. Little Black Eyes, released as Romero too, no? In the second half of 2022, by the independent label Ground Control. This song will be aired now, and we would like you to say goodbye to our listeners and introduce the single yourself to the Indiare listeners.
Yes, Ojitos Negro is the name of the new single. It's an old song that will be included in my new album Romero, and that popularized Pastora Pavón more than 100 years ago. Pastora Pavón is one of the most important female voices in the world of flamenco, and as in all album, I always pay tribute to women. You know, it's fundamental for me.
Very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and good luck.
We'll be right back. cuando yo miro, cuando yo veo a unos ojitos negros, lo mismito que mi suerte, no sé por qué me mareo y creo yo que me da la muerte, creo que me da la muerte, yo creo que me dará la muerte. Cuando yo veo a unos ojitos negros, ay, lo mismito que mi suerte. Y la vecina, la vecinita de allá enfrente, a mí me miraba con seriedad, porque dice que yo tenía con su marido amistad, con su marido amistad, con su marido amistad. La vecinita de allí enfrente a mí me miraba con seriedad. Y ustedes son blancos, y ustedes entienden, y hagan sus combinaciones, y a mí no me teme. Ay, a mí no me teme, a mí no me teme. Ay, ustedes son blancos y ustedes entienden. Enfrente, enfrente, a mí me miraba de arriba abajo. Yo veo que eres un niño, ay, el que le cuesta trabajo. Y ustedes son blancos, y ustedes entienden, y hagan sus combinaciones. Ustedes son blancos y ustedes entienden. Cuando yo miro, cuando yo veo a unos ojitos negros, cuando yo miro,
bit of punk against heteropatriarchy with the music of Genderlex.
Mirando.
This was Genderlex with two X at the end. It's a non-binary and queer punk band from Madrid.
Their third album is Ruido Boyero. In English, Dake Noise. In Ruido Boyero, you can find the song you have just listened to, Cuerpas, and the next song, Clase Boyera. Genderlex use their music as a weapon and a way of changing how the society observes the queer culture.
Genderlex songs speak about fighting against homophobia, the need to modify and open our minds, and their quest for their own room of freedom. This was Genderlex. And now, from Estepona, Málaga, a classic band of the Spanish alternative scene. Their name is Airbag.
Yeah.
The career of this power trio, Airbag, is an example of how to do things right. Their path is covered by many singles, maxis, 8 studio albums, Alive One, and a compilation of rarities. Siempre Tropical is the title of Airbag's last album. The air song we've listened now, Finales Alternativos, Alternative Endings, is the one opening the album, featuring Jay Jota, the leader of and singer, of course, of Los Planetas, a band considered one of the pioneers of indie pop in Spain.
Let's listen one more Eibar song. I love the next one, La Marmota Film, because I'm into this kind of lyrics. Airbag sings about pop culture, you know, sci-fi comics, horror films, superheroes and that stuff, but also about love from a loser point of view. Maybe it is the way I used to see myself in my childhood and my teenage years.
In fact, the title, La Marmota Film, is a pun about Bill Murray's film Groundhog Day. Do you remember Bill Murray living in the same day again and again and again? Well, you can imagine the same feeling, but with love affairs.
Mi círculo de amigos me lo dice, me lo tengo que mirar. Me doy de cabeza contra un muro hasta que empiezo a sangrar. Veo las parejas que llevan tanto tiempo y yo que no lo entiendo, me da un sentimiento. Busco una respuesta. Se hace eso, yo no me he enamorado desde el siglo pasado, hace tanto tiempo que ya no siento nada. Si viniera un genio y concediera 3 deseos para mí, elegiría lo primero, no volver a repetir. Se me ha quedado en la memoria. Haga lo que haga, se repetirá mañana. Veo las parejas que llevan tanto tiempo y yo que no lo entiendo, me da un sentimiento. Solo una respuesta a cómo.
Europe, are you ready? It's time to dance to the rhythm of Narco.
Narco, Narcos music is a mixture, as you can hear, of metal, hardcore, electronic, and hip-hop. They are from Sevilla, and they have been playing since the late 90s. Narco is a band known for their peculiar sense of humor and their hard lyrics against religion and about the dark side of everyday life, drugs, discrimination, and the reality of Skid Row.
You have just listened to their song Hermanos Gómez, a track from their last album Parásitos, in English, Parasites. It is an ironic portrait of a waiter working in a famous restaurant chain in Sevilla. Narco shows an evolution in their particular sound in Parásitos, having more electronic presence and less metal ground. An example, the next song, Deadly Scene Survivors, Superviviente de la Escena Fatal.
Que te queda fatal. El día acaba de tiene que acabar. Bajas a desayunar con tu compi el chivato que te cae fatal. Después de echar dos o tres horitas de más, en la hora de recoger, en la hora de plegar. Ya vas hartito de currar, directo pa' tu casa sin pasar por el bar. Te esperan cuatro niños que tienen que cenar y una montaña de facturas que tienes que pagar. Deja el móvil ya, mira la pantalla, venga, ponte a currar. Quédate un rato más, antes de pirarte lo tienes que acabar. Salto mortal, haces yoga para la artrosis y no puedes ni andar. El pelazo que gastabas murió en los 90. La cami de leño la pusiste en venta. Miras con nostalgia las fotos de la cuadrilla. Eres el único vivo por miedo a las jeringuillas. Las chapas que nos dabas sobre la movida, ahora nos las das sobre estilos de vida. Con ese funky que gritaba en el bar, ya por fin te has convertido en un tío formal. Tu colega está muerto, pero tú no lo estás. Eres un superviviente de la escena fatal.
This was Narco, supervivientes de la escena fatal. And this is Rafa and Sonia again from Onda Local de Andalucía, Spain, unraveling some of the national underground music scene in this indie radio exchange, just for your ears. Right now, we are going back to the first, but not introduced yet, band.
At the beginning of the show, during the intro, the song Euro Orden by the Spanish punk band La URSS, USSR, was heard. Now we return to them with another track from their last recording, Mass, which means more. It's a conceptual album trying to reflect on capitalism, religion, faith, and how all this stuff leaves a mark in on our culture.
Mass has a darker sound, nearest to the 80s and bands like Joy Division. We are going to enjoy one more song by them, Más Allá del Futuro, Beyond Future.
Yeah.
The Spanish edition of Indire is coming to an end, but no worries. We have one more ballet in our chamber. Our last band is an intriguing case. First of all, the name of the band, Coyote Sora, is based on a fictional Mexican heroine who was invented by the own band.
In second place, Coyote Sora is a young band formed by experienced musicians. All of them have a bunch of years going down the rock and roll road, and now they got together for this cool project. Last but not least, Coyote Sora's vocal and guitar, Candy Murillo, embodies a story of music evolution. Candy used to play in a well-known punk rock band called Reincidentes, but he left them to try new sounds.
Coyote Sora has released in the last few months one mini long play called Futuro Incierto and a maxi called Búfalos, including three tracks. This is Búfalos by Coyote Sora.
We have reached the end of the Spanish Indire radio show, hoping to have enhanced your music knowledge about what is happening right here and right now in the alternative and underground music scene in this part of the world.
This is Rafa.
This is Sonia and Nuria Magic Fingers.
From Onda Local de Andalucía in Spain.
Threatening you with coming back with much more.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. more@indire.eu. Indire featured song.
This is the feature song from Spain, a collaboration between indie rock band Vera Fauna and flamenco rapper Carmen Chia. The title is No Quiero Nada, I Don't Want Anything.
Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.